Hello, this is Lisa Black with Shakti Vinyasa Yoga, and today's meditation is about manifesting your dreams. So please begin by coming into a comfortable seat. Have a seat so that your sit bones are up higher than your knees, so you're sitting up on a bolster or a block or a rolled up blanket so your hips are higher than your knees and you can sit comfortably through the duration of this time. Please begin by resting your hands either facing down on your thighs or facing up, or taking a mudra that's comfortable for you. Let's begin by just bringing our awareness here to this space. Bring your awareness to the space that you're in. Notice any sounds. And notice any sounds and see if you can let them go. Now come to focus on your body, the physical body that you're in. Feel everything about your physical body. Feel the periphery, the outside, your skin, around the muscles, and have an awareness of the bones, the skeleton. Just have an awareness of your whole body right here, the shape and the space that you're taking up right here, right now. Now bring all of your focus to rest on the foundation of your body. However you're sitting, if your sit bones are on a block or the bolster or the floor, allow your awareness to just ground you here. In earth, have the experience of your foundation as connected to the earth, that the earth is holding you up. Now bring your awareness to your spine and start at the base of your spine, almost as if you're looking at your spine from above, but your eyes are closed and you're starting to look at each vertebra, and as you do so, lift up a little bit taller. Create a little bit more space between each vertebra as you walk your awareness up each vertebra all the way up the spine to the middle back, lifting up upper back to your lower neck, lengthening up through the base of your skull and all the way up now to the crown of your head. Yeah, just allow there to be an awareness, right? An awareness through the crown of your head. Now bring your awareness to your face. And bring all of the muscles to your face to just soften. Bring this awareness to your face and let all the muscles soften so that there's neither a frown nor a smile, but just an awareness of contentment. Just sitting here completely content. And contentment is not something you're trying hard to do, but you're just relaxing deeply into this moment. And as we move into this meditation, I want to take you on a visualization of something maybe in the future. So walk with me to picture something about a year from now. Maybe a year, maybe a little bit further away. I'd like you to picture yourself in the future, painting the picture for your ideal day. Begin by just visualizing where you'd like to be for your ideal day. Are you on a mountaintop? Are you in the woods? Are you on the beach? Are you at your home? Now begin by actually picturing from the moment you get up to the moment you go to sleep for your ideal day. Begin by picturing where you wake up. Again, try to visualize as much as you can what it looks like, what it feels like. Maybe what's your first ritual, whether it's meditation or practicing yoga or going to get a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or making your breakfast. Visualize all of the steps that bring you joy. And then start to go throughout your day. Maybe after breakfast, what do you do? Do you take a walk? Do you do something else that brings you joy? Picture again where you are, if you're at the beach or at a mountain or in the woods. And really try to visualize every moment of the day that brings you joy. Would you read a book? Would you paint a picture? Would you make something? Would you sit with a friend? Would you cook? Would you tend your garden? Would you be in your body? Would you breathe? Do that now. Begin to breathe deeply. Breathe deeply. And wash breath through you so you can really bring yourself to that feeling of being in your ideal day. Walk all the way through, maybe through different meals, through lunch, maybe something you do in the afternoon, something you do in the evening. Again, what brings you joy? What brings you joy? When you hear that, what's the first thing that comes to mind without thinking too much? What are all the things that bring you joy? See how they light you up in your body, maybe in the center of your heart right now. What are the feelings of kind of surrounding your ideal day? What are the feelings around you doing things that you value? Do things very intentionally that bring you joy. And then picture yourself however you'd close your ideal day, some ritual or something that would help you reflect on how amazing the day was and how much joy it brought you. And then when you laid your head down on the pillow to go to sleep, that you were left with a feeling of fulfillment, peace, and ease, because you just lived your whole day intentionally in all the things that brought you joy. Now bring yourself gently back to this moment. Bring yourself back to this moment here in your body. And what would it be like if you actually lived and manifested your ideal day? What does that bring you right now? If you think, wow, I can live my ideal day right now, or I can live my ideal day tomorrow, do you feel the excitement that might bubble up for you? Do you feel the possibility, even of the possibility of the idea of living into our ideal day, can cause us to feel excitement, anticipation? And as we sit here very still and just full awareness of our body in the space, what is holding you back from manifesting that ideal day? It might be just simply a limiting belief. So if there is any limiting belief that comes up right now, like, I can't, I'm not good enough, I don't have time, any of the limiting beliefs, just put those aside. And know that part of manifesting is believing in the possibility. So first, can you have a belief that you can manifest your ideal day? That you believe in it so much that you actually start to live into it from your decision to say it out loud, I manifest my ideal day. And then you start to take little steps or big steps that bring it into possibility. So as you sit here right now, relaxed and at ease, invite in that quality of possibility, because possibility is an energy that brings us enthusiasm and unleashes enthusiasm. Being in the possibility thinking, it unleashes our energy also of passion, our own passion and hope. And through being and living in possibility, we're opening our minds to maybe a different path that's laid before us that we didn't see before. We're seeing new solutions forwards by looking in a new way. So can we be like the blank canvas, ready to paint on? Can we stay in that open space, so that the answers will come in when we're ready to hear them? Can we sit here in relaxed ease and simply be a witness to ourselves, sitting with the open mind and open heart of possibility, so that we can move towards manifesting our dreams? Come back to your breath and go one more time to what is it that you want to manifest in your life? To manifest, to bring into reality, to manifest, to make true, to manifest, to live into this as a possibility that becomes real. What is it that you want to manifest in your life on a personal level? What would move you? What would bring you joy? And maybe what do you want to manifest in your work, maybe professionally? Is there something that you want to bring into reality? Bring that into mind. Let that be a possibility. Even if it doesn't seem rational, or there's just judgment, let go of the judgment around that. Just what do you want it to be of service? And then for you in your physical body, what is it that you want to manifest? Maybe in the level of health and well-being or physicality. What is it that you want to manifest more of? Maybe more health and well-being, maybe more strength, maybe more ease. Finally, what would you like to manifest? Just really for your heart. What does your heart desire? What does your heart desire? Like, what would just fill up your heart? Can you leave that spacious place open all around your heart center? If you could manifest anything there, what would that be? What would it feel like? And then slowly come back to this moment and just know that part of the practice is just the practice, doing this again and again and again, so that we can live into it. We can visualize what we want. Then we can start to see what we want as a more clear picture. And then we have the belief that we can, the belief that we will, and then we actually manifest it. We make it real. We make it happen in our lives through the seed that we plant of this belief in ourselves. Feel the excitement and maybe the tingling in your whole body. Can we live in that possibility? Bring your awareness now back to your hands and invite your hands to prayer at your heart center. And let's invite in so much gratitude. Often we say an attitude of gratitude will change everything. In this moment, can you feel a deep, deep gratitude welling up from your heart? Gratitude for whatever it is that wants to bubble up, but gratitude for our life, gratitude for our well-being, our health, gratitude for our friends, our family, maybe gratitude for the shelter, for having a home, a roof over our head, gratitude for abundance, gratitude for fresh foods that keep us healthy and give us nutrients, fresh water that we need to live, for the sun, the moon, for all the beauty in the earth, for the trees and the plants. Whatever else wants to just bubble up from your heart, feel that deep, deep sense of gratitude, how it softens us and it keeps us receptive and open. Let's invite our hands to namaskara or namaste at our heart center. Hands in prayer, and we just close by bringing our thumbs now to our forehead center, our third eye center. We breathe in together. And we say, namaste. The light within me greets and acknowledges and sees the light within you. Let's allow our hands to come down and blink open your eyes and bring your awareness back to the space. And now maybe go take a journal, paper and pen, and do some journaling about visualizing your ideal day. Really write it down with all the colors and the textures and the feelings, sights and sounds, painting that picture of your ideal day. And then after that, actually write down some clear action steps that you can actually do right now or now in the near future to work towards bringing that ideal day into reality, to manifest. Thank you for joining me. And this meditation is complete.